A reading from the book of Sirach, chapter 48, verses 1 through 14. Like a fire there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were as a flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal he reduced them to straits. By the Lord's word he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You brought a dead man back to life from the netherworld by the will of the Lord. You sent kings down to destruction and easily broke their power into pieces. You brought down nobles from their beds of sickness. You heard threats at Sinai, at Horeb, avenging judgments. You anointed kings who should inflict vengeance, and a prophet as your successor. You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses. You were destined, it is written, in time to come, to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers toward their sons, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is he who shall have seen you, and who falls asleep in your friendship. For we live only in our life, but after death, our name will not be such. O Elijah, enveloped in the whirlwind. Then Elisha, filled with the twofold portion of his spirit, wrought many marvels by his mere word. During his lifetime, he feared no one, nor was any man able to intimidate his will. Nothing was beyond his power. Beneath him, flesh was brought back into life. In life he performed wonders, and after death, marvelous deeds. The Word of the Lord. The challenge of writing about national heroes and legends is the temptation to make them appear bigger than life, to create superhumans. Ben Sira dedicated 6 chapters of his writing to the praise of Israel's great ancestors, those he called the godly men. His purpose was to encourage the Jewish people to remain loyal to Israel's faith tradition and to take pride in the glorious heroes of their past. Thus we hear of the glory of Elijah and Elisha. We have a litany of spectacular deeds and miraculous acts and stunning triumphs. Through their obedience, God was glorified. What we don't hear about, however, are the challenges and obstacles that confronted Elijah and Elisha. There is no mention that maybe things did not always go so well. Recall Elijah running and hiding in fear of Jezebel's vow to kill him. Remember Elisha over Elijah's pending departure. We have all heard, heroes and heroines are made, not born. Becoming a hero necessitates a journey, a time of testing and challenge, overcoming obstacles, making choices, falling down and getting up again, making mistakes and learning from them, becoming stronger, more faithful, and wiser because of them. No one sets out to be a hero or heroine. That is not our choice. No, our destiny is to say yes to God's call day in and day out. And we leave the rest to God.